Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. And today, we are tackling the future of cybersecurity.
Ooh, exciting stuff.
It is, and it's really important, I think, especially, you know, considering how much we all rely on technology these days.
Definitely. I mean, it feels like every day there's a new headline about some kind of data breach or cyber attack. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, and that's why we're digging into this book, Hacking the Future. It's
Well, I heard good things.
Yeah, it's a really insightful look at, you know, like the trends shaping the future of cybersecurity.
So it's not just like a, you know, doom and gloom kind of like the sky is falling kind of.
No, it's not. It's actually really interesting because it talks about how cybersecurity is constantly evolving, right? Like it's not a static thing. It's always changing.
Makes sense. I mean, with technology evolving so rapidly, cybersecurity has to keep up.
Exactly. And the book makes this point that, like, you know, it's a cat and mouse game, right?
Totally. Like, as attackers find new ways to exploit systems, the defenders have to come up with new ways to protect them.
Exactly. So it's like this constant back and forth.
Right. And the stakes are getting higher, too.
Oh, absolutely. Because our systems are becoming more complex, more interconnected. And, you know, a single vulnerability can have these, like, massive ripple effects.
Yeah. I mean, think about it like a cyber attack on a power grid or a financial institution that could be devastating.
Right. And Hacking the Future actually opens with this kind of chilling anecdote about a hypothetical attack on a power grid.
Oh, wow. I have to check that out.
Yeah. It really drives home the point that, like, the stakes are incredibly high and we need to be prepared.
So, okay, we've established that cybersecurity is evolving and it's crucial, but where is it headed? Like, what are some of the key trends that Hacking the Future highlights?
Well, they dive into three main areas, AI, the Internet of Things, and cloud security.
Okay, those are some big ones.
They are. So let's start with AI.
Sure.
It seems like AI is impacting, like, pretty much every aspect of our lives these days.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
But when it comes to cybersecurity, AI is kind of like this double-edged sword.
I can see that. How so?
Well, on one hand, you have attackers using AI to develop, like, more sophisticated attacks, like Hacking the Future talks about this concept of smart malware.
Smart malware, what's that?
It's basically malware that can learn and adapt to security measures. Like, it can actually figure out how to bypass firewalls and antivirus software.
That's terrifying.
It is. But on the flip side, Hacking the Future also talks about how security professionals are using AI to combat these threats.
Okay, so it's not all bad.
No. So, for example, AI can be used to analyze massive amounts of data to detect anomalies that might signal an attack.
So it's like having a superpowered security guard constantly monitoring your systems.
Exactly.
I like that analogy.
Yeah. So AI can be a really powerful tool for both sides. Mm-hmm. It all depends on who's wielding it.
Right. It's like any tool that can be used for good or for evil.
Now let's move on to the Internet of Things, IoT.
Okay. Yeah. IoT is exploding these days.
It is. And Hacking the Future makes this really compelling argument that the IoT is, like, exponentially expanding the attack surface.
That makes sense. I mean, every device that's connected to the internet is a potential entry point for hackers.
Right. And we're not just talking about computers and smartphones anymore. It's like your smart refrigerator, your car, your thermostat, your doorbell camera.
Yeah, it's everything.
And Hacking the Future points out that we've already seen cases where hackers have exploited vulnerabilities in these seemingly harmless devices to launch large-scale attacks.
Oh, wow, that's scary. Like, you don't think of your refrigerator as being a security risk.
Right, exactly. But it can be, and I think that's the point that Hacking the Future is trying to make, is that we need to start thinking differently about security in the age of IoT.
So it's not just about protecting our computers anymore. It's about securing this entire ecosystem of connected devices.
Precisely.
That's a huge challenge.
It is, and it leads us to our third trend, cloud security.
Okay, yeah, the cloud, that's another one that's just growing and growing.
It is.
No.
And Hacking the Future argues that traditional security measures often fall short in the cloud environment.
Why is that?
Well, because the cloud is so dynamic, data and applications are constantly moving, making it hard to pinpoint exactly what needs protection.
Oh, I see.
It's not like having a server in your basement that you can just put a firewall around.
Right.
The cloud is more fluid, more distributed.
So how do you secure something that's constantly changing?
Well, that's the challenge. And Hacking the Future suggests that we need more flexible and adaptable security solutions to keep pace with the cloud's evolution.
Okay. So it's about being more proactive and less reactive.
Exactly. And that seems to be a recurring theme in Hacking the Future.
Yeah.
This shift in mindset from reacting to threats to anticipating them and building systems that are resilient from the ground up.
I like that being proactive. It makes sense.
So what can we as individuals do to navigate this complex landscape? I mean, it can be overwhelming to think about all these potential threats.
It can be, but Hacking the Future stresses that education is key. Like, understanding the basics of cybersecurity can go a long way.
Okay, like what kind of basics?
Well, things like using strong passwords, being cautious about phishing emails, and keeping your software updated.
Okay, so the classic advice, but still so important.
Absolutely.
Hacking the Future provides a really interesting framework for thinking about the future of cybersecurity. And it really emphasizes the importance of staying informed and adapting our approach as technology continues to advance.
Yeah, I mean, knowledge is power, right?
Exactly. And I think the most important takeaway from the book is that cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility. It's not just about technology. It's about being aware and making informed decisions.
Right. We all have a role to play.
Absolutely. So as our world continues to become more interconnected, what new cybersecurity challenges and opportunities do you think we might face in the next 5 to 10 years?
That's a great question, I think.
It's something to think about.
Definitely.
Thanks for joining me.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save